It's Ask Leo on the Chris Perillo Show. Graylisting, another tool in the war against spam. Hello everyone, this is Leo Notenboom with news, commentary, and answers to some of the many questions I get at askleo.info. We all know that spam's a huge problem. I know that I certainly get more spam than real mail, though with various spam filters on my server and rules in my email client, I'm able to weed most of it out. I do have the occasional false positive, but for that reason I actually archive every email I get, including the spam, on my mail server, just in case. A client pointed me at something called graylisting, which I recently implemented on his mail server. As the name implies, it's logically somewhere between whitelisting and blacklisting. Whitelisting implies specifying who is allowed to send you email, and blacklisting just the opposite. Graylisting requires the sender to prove they're a relatively well-behaved mail server in at least one respect before mail is accepted. When a mail server is asked to accept a piece of email for delivery, the mail protocol allows it to respond with the equivalent of, "Not now, I'm too busy." The sender is then supposed to wait some amount of time and attempt to resend the mail. Many spam bots don't bother retrying. If the mail can't be sent, the bot simply moves on to its next potential victim. Graylisting maintains a database of who's attempted to send mail. Typically, the to, from, and the IP address of each mail are tracked. The first time a unique combination of to, from, and IP are found, the server responds with, "I'm too busy." When the sender retries later, graylisting notices that they're already in the database and allows the mail through. The tracking is cumulative. Within limits, once a to, from, IP combination has proven itself valid, it's no longer subject to the graylisting delay. My client reports a 90% reduction in spam. That's pretty significant. My concerns with the technique were twofold. There are known valid email agents that do not handle the "I'm too busy" status properly, and will bounce back email to the sender instead of retrying. Those seem to be few, however. And as the technique grows in popularity, it seems likely that spammers will counter with smarter spam bots that behave properly. Until then, however, graylisting seems to be an effective technique. Remember, though, it's not something you can use on your mail client, it's a mail server technique. You can find out more at graylisting.org, or you can also find that link with the show notes for this podcast. I'd love to hear what you think. Visit askleo.info and enter 9461 in the go-to article number box. Leave a comment, I read them all. And while you're there, sign up for my free weekly newsletter. This is a presentation of askleo.info, a free online technical question and answer service. Hundreds of questions and answers are online and ready to help solve your computer problems. New questions and answers are added daily. That's askleo.info.